Oh, and by the way, Maula, just to felt you.
Uh-oh.
Superman wasn't the first DC project either.
I didn't say it was. I said movie.
Okay.
You just felted yourself.
Okay. Do you know why I didn't felt myself, Gary?
Why?
Because I live in a constant state of felt.
Ah, you are felt.
Or I am a puppet.
I am. I am the felt. I am the one that gets felted.
Nerderotic.com.
What'd you think of that Clayface trailer, Mahler?
Some people were like, so looks like it's going to be good after all. Some shit. And I was like, that was never the question. It was always just, what a stupid decision.
Yeah.
Like the idea that the film could be good is like, yeah, sure. You know, if anything, I hope it is. It's just like, how do you do Superman, Supergirl, and Clayface? What is this?
And if it's good, it's more concerning for James Gunn, because this film's had nothing to do with his universe whatsoever. This was a script already done.
This is what I'm saying. Like, it's the most bizarre thing to try and explain to somebody. Like, what universe does Clayface take place in? It's like, well, it's Superman. Like, what?
And it's before Superman. It's a prequel.
What?
Yeah. You didn't know that? It takes place before Superman.
When you say before Superman, you mean before the movie or before Superman, the man?
I don't know.
Yeah, what? Oh.
I don't know if it's before he arrived.
Yeah,
or if it's just before Superman movie.
In any case, yeah, no, I mean it's visually, the trailer look neat, and it's like, yeah, they can definitely make a horror movie out of that pretty easily, but like, you know, who knows what kind of script we're dealing with. And then I don't know, does the film even stand a chance, like, in any way? I mean, the budget obviously is much smaller than your Supergirls or Supermans, but at the same time, it's going to have way less reach.
Presumably. Is it rated R? I think it's rated R.
I hope so.
If it is rated R, then that's going to have, I mean, potentially an impact, but Joker was an R. Joker did over $1 billion.
Clayface ain't going to be no Joker. It's not going to be Penguin.
No, it doesn't have it.
And I think that's what their thought process is.
I would say if Clayface does 400 to 500 million, that would be amazing. Yeah. Absolutely amazing.
Oh god, that would be a runaway hit.
Huge W.
Realistically, I think it's probably going to do around 350.
Realistically,
and then, that's good.
The Batman Part 2 is probably going to be the highest grossing movie of the DCU.
That isn't the DCU.
If Clayface came out and it was an 11 out of 10 movie and it broke the box office, it made $1 billion. Whoa. What does that do for the DC universe?
It exposes James Gunn.
because this isn't written or directed by him, is it?
No.
And it actually looks like it doesn't have anything to do with him this time. There's not like anyone's watching that trailer and going, oh, this is a Guardians clone. It's like, no.
No, this was meant to be a standalone film. It was not written to be in the Gunverse. It wasn't written like that at all. If anything, it had potential to maybe scooch in with the Batman, potentially. But it was meant to be a standalone, just like Joker. And somehow it's now been put into the Gunverse because Gunn needs films and finished scripts.
Well, he didn't get a finished script from Authority. James Gunn confirms that the Authority movie put on hold as DCU plans shift.
put on the same shelf as Rian Johnson's Star Wars trilogy, huh?
Yep.
They're pretty. Definitely going to happen, okay?
Going to come out in a minute. Shang-Chi 2 as well. DC Studios co-head James Gunn has confirmed that The Authority is no longer moving forward, at least for now, marking a significant shift in the studio's long-term plans for the DC universe. This is like the 50th significant shift.
Yeah.
The project
to go with Booster Gold, to go with Waller, to go with Game of Wonder Woman, to go with Swamp Thing. Dude. What is going on? To go with Batman Brave and the Bold. Keep him coming.
Well, come on. James Gunn is trying his best to make the best of a situation set up by James Gunn.
James Gunn.
He's doing what he can.
Themyscira.
Yeah.
So it's a Game of Thrones with all women. They just poison each other.
Yeah.
They'd be dead. The project, originally announced in January 2023 as part of Gunn and Safran's Gods and Monsters slate, has officially been placed on the back burner after struggling to come together creatively. Well,
we couldn't get a gay Batman and gay Superman to work.
Can we get Gay Face to work, though?
But he is an actor, so you never know.
Oh, so you couldn't get your derivative Justice League before you create the Justice League in your DCU. And a lot of people liked Authority. Everybody's pal Mark Miller worked on Authority.
Yeah.
It's a derivative Justice League. It's not that dissimilar to The Boys. I mean, it's not as violent, but it's in that frame of the hardcore out of control superheroes, right? Gunn addressed the film's status directly when responding to fan questions, revealing that the project simply wasn't ready to move forward.
I think James Gunn's going to be ready to move forward soon.
The script wasn't quite there. But more importantly, it didn't work in terms of the larger DCU, both in terms of the story and practical concerns. He said, maybe someday, not soon. Dude, it's never happening.
Never getting made, no.
Statement illustrates a major priority shift inside the DCU. Rather than rushing projects into production, Gunn has repeatedly emphasized that scripts must be fully developed before cameras start rolling.
Man of Tomorrow.
Is he telling the truth there, as in
No.
No. Shocking, I know.
In other words, the Authority didn't meet that standard. What makes this development particularly notable is that the Authority was once positioned as a key part of the new DCU when Gunn and Safran first unveiled their slate.
Why?
I don't know.
Why would it ever be positioned like that?
Every person alive, even the biggest fans, were like, The Authority is going to be your second movie? What?
Second movie?
Really?
Authority? It's fucking Wildstorm to start with.
I know. I mean, you couldn't throw in a Charlton character or a Foster character first. You had to get into another thing that DC bought, like way down the line.
Sure.
The film was described as a major ambitious project centered on, tell me if you haven't heard this one before, morally gray team of anti-heroes.
Idea.
Oh,
all different places. Yeah.
Oh, I had a hideous dream just then that James Gunn was.
You know, the only thing it's missing is misunderstood villains. Characters who don't exactly play by the rules. Mm. What are the rules anymore? Do we know what the rules are?
Nope. Yeah, heroes aren't heroes.
Yeah. And if that sounds a lot like most of Gunn's other projects, Guardians of the Galaxy, Suicide Squad, and Peacemaker, you'd be correct.
Oh, boy.
And that, my friends, ladies and gentlemen of both genders in the chat, is why James Gunn was the wrong person for Superman. And always has been. The group itself, created by Warren Ellis, is known for taking extreme measures to fix the world, sometimes through violence, regime change, or outright destruction. But the darker tone may not be part of the problem. According to Gunn, the story simply didn't align with the broader direction of the DCU. What is the broader direction of the DCU? I'd love to know that.
No idea.
Didn't think it's more of like a ragtag group of anti-heroes that are kind of
my God. Together.
You know, the scrappy play against the rules, that sort of thing.
Which is currently being built around interconnected storytelling and long-term narrative cohesion. There was no cohesion. There is no cohesion at all between Peacemaker Season 2 and Superman.
But there is cohesion with Superman and Clayface.
Oh, of course.
They just fit together so well.
This didn't come completely out of nowhere.
Oh,
Gunn and Saffron have previously hinted that the Authority was having trouble gaining momentum compared to other DCU projects. The screenplay.
I'm shocked.
I know.
Maybe because nobody's fucking heard of them. Outside of the comic industry, and even within the comic book people who buy fucking comics, it's still a fucking niche thing.
Yeah, it's not like everybody was buying.
So you want to put that in front of the normies? No normie has ever heard. No normie's probably heard of Clayface. Never mind the Authority. That's what Clayface is going up against.
The screenplay reportedly lagged behind while other films like Superman were fast-tracked into production.
I wonder, any of you guys, even X-Ray Girl, can any of you see the difference between the fucking two there? I'm trying to work it out, but I can't. My fucking brain's too thick.
They should have just started with the Authority as fuck it.
Why not? They got a boost of gold, number two.
Yep.
I think it was a mistake to start with Superman instead of Clayface. That should have been the beginning.
It should have been the start.
You start with Clayface. Nothing to do with James Gunn whatsoever. See where Clayface it goes from there. Clayface
begins. At one point, Gunn even acknowledged that overlapping story elements with other DCU projects may have a complicated development. Now, those issues appear to have caught up with the film. Gunn was never planning to direct.
James Gunn is coming to the realization that anybody who watched his January 2023 fucking announcement came to nearly three and a half fucking years ago. Holy cow.
I'd be interested in watching that again and seeing how much stuff has actually happened. Yeah.
It's a lot. A lot's gone.
Yep.
A lot is gone.
Despite online speculation, he confirmed he was never planning to write or direct The Authority. Gunn stated he never had an intention of writing and directing it. Clarification matters because Gunn is currently deeply involved in shaping the DCU's foundation, particularly through the upcoming Superman sequel, Man of Tomorrow.
Right. So he's shaping the DCU's foundation by putting Clayface as the third movie, which actually had nothing to do with his universe.
While The Authority being paused is a story on its own, it's also feeding into a much larger question surrounding James Gunn's long-term future with DC Studios.
Long-term and future can't be put together for his
situation. They are polar opposites, though.
Well, when some of the biggest talk with the merger was James Gunn's employment status, I think that kind of says everything. There is an increasing uncertainty tied to the looming Paramount Warner Brothers Discovery merger, particularly with Skydance Media CEO David Ellison and his family expected to take control if the deal ultimately closes. With new leadership often comes a shift in creative direction, and Gunn, despite being the architect of the current DCU, would not be immune to those changes.
The architect is an interesting way to describe his control over this.
Ergo vis-a-vis Authority.
Do you know who's meant to be an architect, Mauler?
Jesus.
Maybe John Stewart, who will be appearing in The Lanterns. Only one can wear the ring, and there's two of them. And
I'm
the
looking
black
guy's
going to be in Man of Tomorrow. Sorry.
Finally, they're adapting it properly. There's only supposed to be one lantern, and the way it works is the new lantern is the one that gets taught by the old lantern, and then he passes the ring on once he's ready. That's always been how it worked as. It's my favorite version, too.
Oh, hold on. I'm getting a phone call. Hi, is that Guy Gardner? Hello, Guy. How you doing? Wait, you're in the Superman movie? Wait, what are you? You're a Green Lantern?
Do you have a ring?
Yeah, did you have a ring? Yes, I did. Yes, I used it in the movies. I made Flippy the Bird signs with it. Oh, you are such a... Oh, I love you.
As you idiot, fucking Superman is Marvel. That's a different IP.
Sorry.
MCU.
This is why I'm always in a state of felt.
Idiot. That's why you can have Green Lantern, a singular Green Lantern in both Marvel and DC.
Right. Gotcha. My bad. Sorry, ye.
That show's going to be really good.
Sure.
If only one can wear the ring, then how come Jon Stewart was able to use the ring to save himself in the trailer?
Well, because that's the one ring, and he took it off.
So, yeah, scroll down a little. It just says, his employment status
is queer.
Might be in question.
Oh my God, Harry!
You got to sing it again, though.
We're gonna have to do it.
Is he gone?
When's he going? Why is he here? I mean,
after Man of Tomorrow, that's going to be the case for a bit, isn't it? Like, is he out?
I think gone? After Supergirl.
Well, Man of Tomorrow is fully in production, right?
No.
It's going to be soon.
It's in pre-production, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm aware of some things that are going on with it, but like, yeah, it's a sputtering start, but it's a start.
Sputtering.
Well, the big thing that I've said before that I'm aware of is that he's panicking about Supergirl.
I would if I was him as well.
I would too.
Of course, and that was guaranteed anyway. But it's more so that it's like the teams that are surrounding Man of Tomorrow are like reaching frustration that he's not turning up, but it's because he's trying to sort out Supergirl first. So, you know, Man of Tomorrow is probably ready to go in terms of production.
Pre-production is ready to go into production.
But he's fixing the movie he didn't direct.
Yes. All right.
I said this on Open Bar as well, but my source, who is very trusted, said that he did not like the fucking, why am I forgetting his name? The director of the film's edit is his cut, and it didn't test well. And then James Gunn made his own.
Didn't test well?
Like, well, the takeaway from it is just the Gunn made his own cut. It went down even worse, so that's why there's a panic. I'm not even kidding you.
No.
Release the gun cut.
Something I've been told, again, take all this with a grain of salt, is that he's like flipping through fucking all kinds of tracks from across like 70s, 80s and stuff, trying to figure out what to shove in right now desperately to just, help the film, basically.
Oh, I don't think it's going to help the film.
Music tracks?
Yeah.
Yes. I don't think anyone's going to come out Supergirl.
Are they going to remember to pay the licensing fee? Did you hear why the Lanterns trailer got pulled down?
No!
The Lanterns trailer got copyright claimed on Warner Brothers.
No!
I mean, it's so beautiful because they are the worst. They are the fucking worst. And then they had to pull their own trailer down because they didn't own the rights to a Bruce Springsteen song that's used in it. Or something.
What is the prepared narrative for Supergirl in terms of like, if it makes 100 million, that's kind of successful. Is that what they're going to have to draw the line? Because it's going to be low as fuck.
Well, they've now said, haven't they said that the budget's actually 100 million now? That's what they've said.
So the word might be then, if it reaches 100 million, it's made profit. Is that what we're going to say?
That's the budget for the music licensing, by the way.
So no, if it hits 100 million, then you'll get your varieties going. Supergirl's made its budget back within 1 week or whatever. I don't know.
Incredible.
Yeah, I mean it's still 100 million in the hole. Well, no, plus marketing, it's still 150 million in the hole. But they don't say things like that. They'll just be like, "It's made its production back." It's a success.
All I've noticed is just how much they're underballing it because everyone knows this film's not going to do well.
So this film never cost 100 million to make.
To argue it's going to do well, you're going to have to really lowball and pretend its budget is like zero. It's like, I made all of its money back in day one. It's all good. Don't worry about it.
Birds of Prey had a $100 million budget.
It was a great film.
That was awesome. Yeah. So good.
NerdErotic.com. Please subscribe.